U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has promised a full report on Russian hacking during the election within 90 days. Trump has long faced questions about his ties with Moscow. The controversy grew this week after reports that Russia collected compromising information about him. In his first press conference since being elected, Trump suggested U.S. spy agencies were behind the leak. It deepened already strained ties between the president-elect and the intelligence community. Well, Trump took to Twitter to slam the latest allegations against him. Referring to former MI6 agent Christopher Steele, who compiled the dossier, he tweeted, "It now turns out that the phony allegations against me were put together by my political opponents and a failed spy afraid of being sued. Totally made up fact by sleazebag political operatives, both Democrats and Republicans. Fake news. Russia says nothing exists, probably released by intelligence, even knowing there is no proof and never will be. My people will have a full report on hacking within 90 days. Simon Marks is watching all the latest tweets and developments from Washington, D.C., and joins us now. Simon, what's the purpose of the report? Who's going to carry it out? Will it go over old ground or create new recommendations for the future?
Well, it's interesting, Julia. You cited there Donald Trump talking on his Twitter account this morning about my people, and he has been at pains over the last few days as tensions have continued to grow between him and the country's intelligence agencies to say, look, I'm appointing new leadership. So Senator Dan Coats, who's expected to become his Director of National Intelligence, Anthony Pompeo, who is tipped to be the next head of the CIA, they will be charged with writing this report. Now, Donald Trump has made it very clear on Twitter and during his press conference earlier this week that he believes that part of the issue here is not just that there are foreign powers out there trying to hack government and corporate computer servers here in the United States, but, as he put it, that organizations like the Democratic Party didn't take the security steps they could have taken to protect their computer servers from hacking attacks. So Donald Trump has intimated that he expects this report to focus on the measures that corporate and governmental computer systems can take better to protect themselves. But equally on Twitter, he said in the last few hours that he wants his own officials across the board in government to speak their minds and not feel conditioned by what he has had to say. So for the men and women preparing that report for Donald Trump, they've got some decisions to make about how much independent thought to express within it.
And talking about the people working for Donald Trump, he is a businessman, he likes fast action, and he said that he wants fast action on Obamacare. So what's the outlook for the 20 million Americans who rely on that?
Well, they're facing an enormous question mark as we are just 1 week before President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, the moment at which he becomes President of the United States. And there is a huge amount of disagreement between Donald Trump, who says as soon as he moves into the Oval Office, he wants immediate action to repeal and replace Obamacare, what he joked on Twitter ought to be known as the Unaffordable Care Act. Of course, officially it's known here as the Affordable Care Act. He says he wants all of that action to take place simultaneously, the repeal of Obamacare and its replacement. But Republicans up on Capitol Hill have said that they think it could take 2 or 3 years legislatively to prepare all of the replacement elements of the program. So there is great lack of clarity over all of this at the moment, how quickly this can be done, whether it can be done fast enough to satisfy Donald Trump's desires. And if you're one of those 20 million Americans sitting at home relying on Obamacare for health care coverage, these have got to be some pretty uncertain times.
Uncertain times, a lack of clarity, you say. Let's keep an eye on that Twitter account. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C., thank you.